Greetings, respected viewers. So, Argentina has just won the FIFA World Cup, the 2022 World Cup. And I watched the first half, and Argentina really had mastery there. They had most of the possession, obviously most of the territory, and the French were just very scrappy. Okay, so the Argentines got two goals in the first half. One was a penalty. I always feel that's, you know, a bit unsatisfactory when it's a penalty. I like people score open play. And then I thought, you know, that was a very high chance that Argentina was going to win. I thought the only way France win if you get to penalties, in which case they're going to have a 50% chance. But I thought the chance that France will actually win, because they're going to need to go score three goals in the second half, I thought that's pretty low, maybe a 10% chance the French would do that. But I thought there is obviously a chance that they'll draw at the end of full time, or need extra time, and go to penalties. But I thought it was quite a low chance of that. You know, maybe you get a 20% chance of that. But anyway, and that's actually what happened. Look, France did hold them to 2-2, scoring twice in the second half, you know, 81st minute, one of which was a penalty. Again, I find that dissatisfactory. Went to penalties, and Argentina won on the penalty shootout. I remember the 1994 World Cup. I think that's the only other time it's been decided by a penalty shootout. Anyway, I remember last time when France lifted the trophy, Trevor Noah, the South African comic who's in the United States, he said, well, the country that really won the World Cup is Africa, pointing out the majority of French players are black, because something like 20% of the population of France are black people. So there are many French citizens with African origins, usually from the quantum French colonies or from the sub-Saharan French colonies, like, you know, Senegal, Niger, Mali, Cameroon, the Republic of Congo, the Congo, and so forth. Some from the Maghreb, as in Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia. They're French citizens. These individuals, sometimes they moved over themselves, or their parents, their grandparents, even great-grandparents. But Trevor Noah is a mixed-race person, as he never tires of reminding us. He's black on his mother's side. He's white on his father's side, born a climate, he says. So maybe he was allowed to just about get away with it as a biracial person. But had a white said that might come across that they're rejecting these Frenchmen as French, wouldn't accept them as French because of their ancestry, which is obviously distasteful. And the French embassy in Washington, D.C., they took umbrage at this, and they wrote a note protesting, saying, you know, we realize this is tongue-in-cheek, these jocular remarks mustn't go unchallenged, because France is colorblind. We accept our citizens of all races, of all ethnicities, as absolutely French. They're there. Homeland of their ancestors doesn't matter. What matters is that they're French now. And quite right, because you mustn't be excluding people and saying that somehow they don't count, that only whites can be real French. And obviously they're ethnic minorities in France, ethnic minorities, whites, they're French, and they're French people who have got Italian or Spanish origins in particular, because they're neighboring countries, because their languages are kindred languages to France. Most Catholic countries, they will integrate very quickly. And there are Polish French people, Romanian French people, and so forth. And I'm a kind of French myself many centuries ago. So as Argentina's won, it's obviously not quite so mixed race. So I think Trevor Noah will not be able to get mileage out of that one. But I've got to say now, I think Qatar was a singularly unsuitable venue for all sorts of reasons. We know that there's a lot of exploitation of labourers. I know that this word is too used too lightly, but some of the constructors really were worked to death. I know in big construction projects, there are going to be accidents occasionally, and just very rarely someone's going to get killed. But an awful lot of these construction workers were killed. They are often people who come from Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, Nepal, some of the less wealthy Arab countries, like, say, Egypt or Sudan or whatever, and working very long hours when it's extraordinarily hot, without adequate health and safety equipment, and the Qataris didn't even bother to keep track of it. Now, apparently intense pressure and media focus has obliged the Qataris to improve the conditions a little bit and no longer have the system where their passport is taken, they have a sponsor that can be kicked out. Remember, trade unions are not allowed, there's no right to strike, and so on. And I know you might say, well, they signed the contract. The contract's not always honoured, and if they don't like it, they shouldn't come. You know, it's often even worse at home. That is true. And I realize minimum wages could be lower in some countries than others. And all right, the health and safety standards and the workers' rights mightn't be as extensive as they are an advanced Occidental economy. Might not be 40-hour working week, could be a 45-hour working week or something. But there comes a point when it's just inhumane if it says a 60-hour working week. I'm not sure if it was a 60-hour working week. Qatar, they promised the earth. They said, yeah, you can drink alcohol at the World Cup. 2 days before it began, they said to FIFA, no alcohol apart from the VIP boxes, which is yet more flagrant hypocrisy. And these companies had gone to the hassle of importing all these kegs of beer, which wouldn't last forever, and the expense of bringing them in. And the Qatari said, either, you know, if there's alcohol, there'll be no World Cup. Do you want a World Cup or not? With 48 hours to go. And of course, FIFA had to accept that. Obviously, there's the LGB issue. So the gay community in Qatar is very much under threat, as they are in most Sharia states. And that is severely punished, homosexual acts. Not to say it doesn't go on. These things can go on, happen. I mean, extramarital sex in general is illegal, which again is not to say it never transpires. I mean, they've got nightclubs. Everybody knows it's a mating ritual to some extent, and men and women will meet each other, go to a hotel room sometimes together, and that's actually, strictly speaking, a crime if they're fornicating. Even if they're not, it'll be assumed that they were. How else could two who are not blood relatives spend an evening alone in a bedroom without getting up to no good? So I think it shouldn't have been hosted in Qatar for all sorts of reasons. Obviously, not being anti-Muslim, there's nothing wrong with a Muslim country as such hosting it. Turkey would be one of the best. Kazakhstan, possibly, even though it's largely a dictatorship, Kazakhstan. And the other thing was the climate. But, you know, FIFA knew that, knew how hot it was. And obviously the World Cup had to be shifted to November, December, which is going to mess up the domestic leagues and ending just before Christmas. So as Qatar reneged on all its promises, I think Qatar should be banned from competing in FIFA for a while. Now, they were never going to qualify that properly, just because they're the host, they were automatically in the World Cup. But they should be penalized for breaking all these solemn promises and just not allowed to compete for a few World Cup series. And awfully, some people are saying that Saudi Arabia ought to be able to host the World Cup. And you know, his human rights record is even worse. They're not being anti-Qatari, saying most Qataris are bad. I'm not saying that at all. No, but certainly its government is. And its government is by no means the worst in the Middle East. And ironically enough, has supported some democratic rebellions elsewhere, such as in Libya, despite Qatar being largely an absolute monarchy. So it has, I suppose, at least shone a light on the gay rights situation in Qatar. I mean, not that I'm someone who's been fanatical on gay rights, but obviously some people are born homosexual, I presume it's genetic, even if it's environmental, it doesn't really matter, and they have their rights, they shouldn't be mistreated. No one should be penalized in any way for their sexual orientation, or, you know, consensual sexual acts with adults. So yeah, that is the situation. It's over. It's never going to happen again in Qatar. But I mean, the actual matches themselves, yes, it was all slick. It all went off quite well. I didn't think there was any rioting. Nobody was killed or anything like that. It was quite well organized. The stadia were built on time. Nobody complained about the refereeing particularly. Yeah, in that sense, a successful World Cup. Right, so thank you for watching my channel. I'd like to thank a donor in Australia. I shan't say your name, who sent me some money this morning. So please subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. I urgently need donations to sustain the channel. Goodbye.